Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, Reagan had this challenge with John Connolly. Goldwater had this challenge with Nelson Rockefeller. We've had past Republican campaigns in which the establishment had massive financial advantages. Reagan lost five straight primaries before he began winning in 1976. I'm pretty comfortable that when you come down to it, as we go state to state to state, a pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-tax increase, George Soros-approved candidate of the establishment probably is not going to do very well.
Nasty, 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 nasty. You tired of listening to Newt Gingrich? 800-510-8255. A reminder that this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with another hour of, in this circumstance, the overview of the GOP side of the presidential race and the essence of what happened on Thursday in Nevada. Newt Gingrich speaking after his second place finish in the caucuses there Saturday, comparing himself once again to Reagan. Might not be to his advantage in this particular context, however, since in 1976, Reagan didn't actually get the party's nomination. So where are you standing now as things boil down? It's very interesting to see, at least I suppose maybe Santorum comes in as interesting, but I find my own circumstance interesting to see the Gingrich, Romney, Paul sort of thing. As the contests move on this week, there are three of them tomorrow, a primary in Missouri, caucuses in Colorado and Minnesota. You've seen the candidates all run to any or all of those three states over the weekend. The next event after that, the main caucus, this next Saturday. So the season heating up. Our job here on Mondays is to overview the results of weekend activity and the discussions thereof. And that would include the Sunday morning television programs that interview the newsmakers. And that is certainly what Meet the Press is. On that show, David Gregory talked to Gingrich about his campaign.
Let's look at some of the exit polling among conservatives, true conservatives in Nevada, and this is how it broke down decidedly for Governor Romney, beating you in all of the categories, very conservative, Tea Party supporters, white evangelicals. This is supposed to be your base, Mr. Speaker. So what is the path for you to win this nomination, and what's the rationale?
Well, this is a state he won last time, and he won it this time. Our goal is to get to Super Tuesday, where we're in much more favorable territory. As you'll note, even in Florida, where I was outspent 5-1, we carried all of the panhandle area. We actually carried more counties than he did. And so we want to get to Georgia, to Alabama, to Tennessee. We want to get to states, Texas. We believe by the time Texas is over, we'll be very, very competitive in delegate count. And I think that the key from my standpoint is to make this a big choice campaign. You just had a quote from Governor Romney that's a perfect example. He says he doesn't worry much about the very poor because they have a safety net. Well, the safety net in many ways has become a spider web. It traps them at the bottom. Conservatives, real conservatives, have been trying for years to develop a trampoline effect where we help people leave poverty, we help them find better schools, we help them find jobs, we help them improve neighborhoods. And I think there are a series of very big differences about the level of change that we would bring to Washington. So my goal over the next few weeks is to draw a very sharp distinction between Romney's positions, which are very, the Wall Street Journal described them as timid, and in terms of tax policy as being like Obama. So this, you know, I don't want to have a process campaign. I want to have an issue-oriented campaign. And when we've been able to get those issues out in the open, we've done very, very well.
Well, let me come back on a couple of points there. You say you don't want to have a process campaign. What you've been doing primarily is complaining about the fact that you've been outspent and about the fact that Governor Romney has been incredibly negative. I mean, you've had all these opportunities on the debate stage.
What are you doing, David?
You've had the opportunity on the debate stage to make this contrast, to make it about issues.
Right. And 15 out of the 17 people think I did a pretty good job of that. I suspect the next one will, but it's beyond that. I want to focus on how big the change has to be in Washington. I want to focus on the degree to which we need a tax policy that is very aggressively pro-jobs. You know, you cited going into the show today that unemployment has dropped. Well, it has dropped. You know why it's dropped? Because over 4% of the people who would be unemployed have quit looking for work. If we had the same participation rate we had a couple of years ago, we'd be at 12 or 13% unemployment. People just quit looking. That's not a very positive sign for the economy. It's actually a sign of weakness. We need a much more aggressive tax policy. We need an American energy policy. Look what's happening in the Middle East. We are hostage to a region which is very volatile and in which the forces of Iran are gaining strength, and the Obama administration is basically growing more and more timid and more inclined to withdraw. So I think there are very large issues at stake, and my goal is to communicate those issues and to get them out there.
There he is, Newt Gingrich, on the Meet the Press program, 800-510-8255. Let's try and see if we can find some audio from each of the candidates on the various Sunday morning programs. Certainly we'll get some input from talk radio hosts as well during the course of the next half hour or so. And calls from you invited now. You can queue up at 800-510-8255. You can send email to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter just to get an idea of what's going on. The idea is that the Nevada primary, the caucus, it was frenzied. I think that's a word that can be used, to be sure. Mitt Romney completed a sweep, won the caucuses by a wide margin over Newt Gingrich and the rest of the field. Three-quarters of the vote went to him. Looks like, as I'm looking at some of the numbers here, Romney won above about, maybe the numbers aren't important. Tea Party members, women, men, low income, high income. He won a majority of very conservative voters, 51% defeated Gingrich among strong Tea Party voters, won 48% of the vote. So let's see here. What did he do with Mormons? Mormon voters make up 26% of the caucus votes. Even without them, Romney would have won by 17 points, looking again at the analysis of all of this. Convincing, wouldn't you say, at this point in time? If you're still a Gingrich fan, that's cool. I would ask you when you call why it is that you support him with his attitude. I guess that would be one thing. I don't see him fixing the problems that come about as the reality hits that the president, whoever he or she is, in this case he's, because no she's are running, are what are their abilities to get along with the other side, or at least to make things happen. Some of you think compromise is a dirty word, but look around and see what's happening. And not much. And things get more and more bottlenecked because of aggressive attitudes. I think I agree with the Tea Party people in that the kinds of things that need to be addressed, serious issues, the spending especially, the Ron Paul kind of thing. I don't know how. Well, Romney cut a lot of taxes and spending in Massachusetts, so maybe that's a record you can look at. Anyway, there's lots to talk about here, and your call is welcomed at 800-510-8255. Chris Wallace talks to Rick Santorum next here on The Countdown.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Andy. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it later in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
800-510-8255. Get in the queue. We'll get to you after we listen to some more of these exchanges, interchanges, if you will, between the various hosts on these Sunday morning programs, including Chris Wallace. As we talk about here on the countdown, the results of the Nevada caucuses, he visits with Rick Santorum on his plan.
You finished third in South Carolina. You finished third in Florida. And in Nevada, as we mentioned, you finished last. How are you going to turn that around and become more competitive?
Well, I think you wait for Tuesday. I mean, the first five states were sort of cast in stone. They were the first five states. The last time, they're the states that, you know, that Governor Romney and Congressman Paul, who ran 4 years ago, had an advantage because they had spent a lot of time and money, not just in this year's campaign, but for the last 4 years in working on those states. Now we're getting to the states where people don't have the natural advantage, don't have the time commitment, the staff commitment to really build out an organization like they did in these first five. I think we're going to do very well here in Minnesota. I think we're going to do very well in Colorado. And we've got a one-on-one matchup against Mitt Romney in Missouri. While it's no delegates, it is a key state, and it is a primary. And we think we can do exceptionally well in the state of Missouri. So we've got three states coming up on Tuesday. I think we're going to show that this race is moving, again, in a very different direction.
Well, let me ask you about that. As you say, Colorado, Minnesota are caucuses. Missouri is a primary, but it's basically a beauty contest. It doesn't choose any delegates. Honestly, is Tuesday make or break for you, sir?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, again, I think we're going to show improvement. This race is a long, long way from being over. We believe that, you know, if you look at the national polls, our numbers are moving up continually. We're the only candidate right now, according to at least the Rasmussen poll, that defeats Barack Obama. Everybody else is behind. In fact, Newt Gingrich is way behind. I think this race, as people start seeing Mitt Romney doing well and Gingrich really not up to the task with the money and the resources and the organization that he had, and particularly in Florida, they're looking for somebody else who can take on Mitt Romney and more importantly, and this is the important thing, take on Barack Obama. It's not about who can win the primary, who can win the general election. And we have two candidates, candidly, that are flawed. If you look at Florida and Nevada, the results were down as far as participation is concerned. I mean, this is not a good sign when the two candidates that everybody's talking about is not generating any energy in a Republican primary.
Rick Santorum thinks he is the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Do you expect, or did you rather, expect Romney to win the Nevada caucuses? We continue with your calls in a few minutes here on the countdown.
Power.
powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Be patient with us trying to go through first the various Sunday morning programs and try to get all of the candidates here being heard for the first time since that Nevada caucus, which Mitt Romney won handily, grabbing the largest chunk of the state's 28 delegates as the presidential nomination process continues. And we're talking about it here. Florida and Nevada both gone to Romney. Here from ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos talks to Ron Paul about what he thinks all the negative attacks are doing to the Republicans.
Former Speaker Newt Gingrich is also vowing to stay in this race straight through to the convention. He continues his pretty much scorched earth campaign against Mitt Romney. Take a listen.
The vast majority of Republicans across the country are going to want an alternative to a Massachusetts moderate who has in his career been pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-tax increase, and who ranks third from the bottom in creating jobs in the 4 years he was governor.
A lot of other Republicans, including Rick Santorum, who's still in the race, think that that kind of continued attack against Mitt Romney is going to hurt the Republican Party in the fall. Are you worried about that?
I don't worry about a lot of things. I don't worry about that. I worry about myself. I worry about the message. I worry about the country. I worry about the wars going on. I worry about the economy in the real sense of what it's like to have runaway inflation. Those are things that I worry about, and that's what energizes my supporters, and that's why we get these thousands of people coming out. So I don't worry about some of these details because I don't see a lot of difference among our other candidates or between the two parties. It's all big government spending. Nobody wants to cut anything. Nobody wants to stop the wars. So that's what I worry about, getting the country on the right track, and I get energized because I know there's a large number of people who are looking for another option. In some ways, I agree with Gingrich about saying that Romney doesn't satisfy a lot of people. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people not satisfied with any of the candidates out there, and that's why in many ways we're seeing a lower turnout right now, and that should, if party building a party is their only goal, they ought to wonder why they haven't offered something else, and that's what I'm trying to change and offer them some real changes.
You're exactly right. Lower turnout in Nevada than 4 years ago. Lower turnout in Florida than 4 years ago. And you've always said that your campaign is much more of a crusade, much more of a mission. But what exactly do you hope to achieve? What kind of stamp do you expect to put on the Republican platform this year?
Well, the first thing you want to achieve is get as many votes as you can and get as many delegates and set your target high. And, of course, you set it for victory, but you have to live within the real world. But in the campaign, that is what the goal is to galvanize people, energize people, get them out and vote. But some people want it either or. You either believe in something and you're not in the race, or you're in the race and you don't believe anything. I don't understand why you can't believe in something and still be in the race. This is the way I ran my congressional campaigns, and I was able to stick to my principles, vote that way, challenge the establishment, get reelected. So it's a bigger challenge, of course, to do this in a nation. But we've done this, you know, in the early primaries like Iowa and New Hampshire, and we've been able to achieve that to a degree. But that is my goal, to make sure that campaigning and political activity represents true beliefs and a true understanding of what we're doing, rather than saying superficially, how do you win the race?
There's Ron Paul talking about all the negative ads. I'm going to give you the wrong number. Don't want to do that. 800-510-8255. Let's take the time and talk to a few of you who are hot onto this. Mary's in Columbus listening to the countdown. All right, Mary. So what do you think about these various candidates?
Well, I was going to ask you a question. How would you think this compares to 4 years ago in the hard, the vitriolic campaigning between Mr. Obama and Mrs. Clinton?
I think it compares, frankly, quite a bit. The two of them are back and forth at each other. You listen to them, you thought that they really didn't like each other. And there are many signs that they didn't. And yet they came together for the good of their party at the end. I give kudos to Hillary for that. I think she's the one who made that happen. Thanks for the question. More calls in the next half hour of the countdown.
Breaking news alert for women using the birth control drugs Yasmin, Yaz, and Ocella. Recent medical studies show an increased risk of blood clots and possible gallbladder problems. If you or a loved one has experienced any of the following: blood clot-related injuries, heart attack, stroke, deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or gallbladder removal or surgery, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-260-5460. If you or a loved one use the birth control drugs Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-260-5460.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald. Admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 23.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199, or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing this past weekend's activity in Nevada and how it's being discussed on Talk Radio and Talk Television, with certainly a call for you to jump in as you will at 800-510-8255. It didn't take much time to figure out that Newt Gingrich was. It was actually sort of interesting back and forth between Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul as to who would actually face the second position, and Gingrich won it, but not by much. Romney won handily. So what do you think of that? As they continue the activity next week, we'll see four of these caucus sort of primary things taking place. 800-510-8255. So we've been through three of the Sunday morning programs. Here from Face the Nation, Rudy Giuliani talks to Bob Schieffer about all the attacks going back and forth among the candidates.
I've become concerned when they start attacking each other, not in general, but when they start attacking each other as if they're Democrats. You know, when Newt began with the attack on Romney with regard to Bain Capital a couple of weeks ago, he ceased from that. Or vice versa, when Romney attacked Newt over some of the ways in which he's earned his money. And I mean, the best thing for us would be if Newt stuck to everything he said after his first comment when he interviewed you, which are the issues of the campaign. There is a difference. They have some big differences over Romney care. They have big differences over taxes. Newt's plan on taxes is better than Governor Romney's plan. It is exactly as he says, bolder. Newt is much more willing to make dramatic changes in the way the government operates. And if it were just one conservative candidate, if Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich could agree somehow, toss a coin or have a good discussion, I think it'd be a much more interesting race.
Well, when you say you've had some pretty strong things to say. I just want to put up on the screen a couple of the things you have said regarding Gingrich. You said, what the hell are you doing, Newt, attacking Romney on Bain Capital? And then on Romney, you said, I've never seen a guy change his positions on so many things so fast, on a dime, on everything. Go ahead.
Well, I think maybe I reflect some of the confusion that all those Republicans out there have that are having a hard time making their minds. Now, to credit Newt with what he did was, I did make those comments. Newt called me. We talked it over. And Newt explained why he had said what he said. I thought he was wrong, but he had an explanation for it. And then he stopped it. I mean, he's moved on to the issues in the campaign. Governor Romney, I think that's the big issue with Governor Romney. I think that's the reason why he's having a hard time getting to that 50, 51, 52, 53%. And Newt pointed it out before when he was interviewing you. He has changed his position on virtually everything. He was a traditional moderate Republican, strong on fiscal matters, conservative, strong on foreign policy, but basically socially moderate. And he changed all that. I am a moderate Republican. That's what I am. So I'd be inclined to support someone like Mitt Romney. But all those changes in positions give me pause. Like Newt, my major concern is defeating Barack Obama. So I want to be careful that we conduct an issues-oriented campaign that grows these candidates and doesn't destroy them.
Pretty good. That's a sage bit of info and advice. Rudy Giuliani on the CBS Sunday Morning program. Speaking at his victory party at a resort in Las Vegas, Mitt Romney did not mention any of his Republican opponents, kept his remarks focused on President Obama, Romney repeating his vow to repeal the federal health care law, increase job growth, and increase military spending. Well, up to me on that one. I wouldn't vote for him based on that, but it's the old anybody but Obama routine for most of you, most of us, right? 800-510-8255. Military spending doesn't do anything except enrich his already rich buddies who are in the military-industrial complex. So I wouldn't be touting that, Mitt, if you want to get all of the folks in the middle. Maybe you'll leave that to Ron Paul if he runs with him to shake that tree. 800-510-8255. Okay. Final cut from the Sunday morning programs comes from CNN. Candy Crowley here with former Congressman Dick Armey, who thinks Gingrich has had it.
If you look at strong Tea Party supporters, South Carolina Mitt Romney got 21% of the strong Tea Party support. But by the time we got to Nevada, it was 39%. He bested everybody in the field. So my first question, as Mitt Romney's support among Tea Party conservatives, among the very conservative, seems to be growing and certainly is besting others in the race, could you see your way clear to support a Mitt Romney nomination?
Well, first thing I'd point out is South Carolina was an aberration because Newt Gingrich had what is likely to be, in final analysis, his best moment in South Carolina. Now, the fact of the matter is
Do you think Do you think that Newt Gingrich is done in terms of the nomination, getting it?
I don't think Newt will be able to replicate that magic moment he had in South Carolina. Just, he had a confluence of circumstances that came, and he had just that one masterful moment where he transformed himself from perpetrator to victim, attacked the media, which, Candy, as you know, is always popular with our base, and just sort of took that momentary surge. But I think he's played that string out. Now, in the meantime, Mitt continues to work along. The governor continues to work along at a steady pace, and we are left with a dilemma that we're not going to get a reliable small government conservative out of this nominating process. That's why we've focused our attention on the House and Senate. Our notion is we will get the legislative initiative coming out of a conservative-dominated House and Senate. We'll build a legislative wall. We'll either be walling a Republican president in or walling a Democrat president out. But we will. Our aim is to make the legislative initiative come from the House and the Senate, not wait upon the White House.
Could you support Mitt Romney? Could you work for Mitt Romney in whatever way you could be helpful?
If he gets the nomination, remember this. Whoever is in the White House always is going to be drawn to his base. We would rather have a Republican president that's not fully the guy we adore wanting our affections than a Democrat president who despises us and covets the affections of our mortal enemies, on public policy. So clearly, it's in the best interest to our policy objectives to support whatever Republican president might want to take the office and then seek our respect and admiration.
Dick Armey talking about the place he thinks Republican voters ought to be at the moment. 800-510-8255. Here's Ann Coulter, who's known on the Republican side as being one of those Molotov cocktail sorts, throwing bombs here and bombs there. She says it's time for Newt to get out.
And your take on this win and what it means for the GOP race?
Well, we're getting closer to the end, and I think the sooner the primaries and the bitter infighting ends, the better it's going to be for the eventual nominee. I really think this is not good for the general election against Obama. If it continues much longer, it's a lot of fun. I'm a political nut, like a lot of people. I like watching the debates and the returns, but in the end, a lot of money is being spent that ought to be used against Obama in the general election. And I do think it's going to be Romney, and I think he's our strongest candidate. I think he's the most conservative. And you don't have the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac problems. Newt Gingrich was great many years ago, but I don't think he's a strong candidate in the general election. And I really, just for the sake of the country, which is to say for the sake of beating Obama, wish we could wrap it up and begin the era of good feeling among Republicans.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Rick Santorum said in Colorado, quote, "We're not going to win this election if either of these two guys is nominated. We will lose, let me assure you." Then he went on to talk about the very poor comment that, as we've talked about, has a number of places been taken out of context. But he said what person running for public office would say he doesn't care about the very poor. Would any of you say you don't care about the very poor? That's from Rick Santorum on the stump.
Yes, I mean, he's losing to Romney. I don't think that was a gaffe at all, what Romney said, beyond being out of context. I think most people would listen to that and say, yeah, we're spending a lot of money on the poor. What about the vast suffering middle class?
Pretty good question. Here's Ann Coulter, who talks about Newt. We'd not necessarily think, given where she usually is on these things, that she'd support a Mitt Romney-type candidate. But as she pointed out, as most people are pointing out who are supporting anybody but Obama, you got to face the facts. Obama is the problem and not Mitt Romney. 800-510-8255. More from the radio side of things as the talk radio countdown continues.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show and a review of what happened over the weekend as far as politics is concerned, because that's the bill of fare on most news talk, issue-oriented radio programs and stations. We review by listening, monitoring these programs and the hosts. For example, over the weekend, talk host Bill Mahler had political analyst Paul Linsick about Donald Trump's endorsement of Mitt Romney.
The big news in politics, the absolute biggest that there could be, was that the Donald endorsed Mitt Romney.
It's so huge that I'm not sure anybody cares. But, you know, and it came on a really bad day for Mitt Romney, Bill, because, of course, just the day before, Mitt had said something about, I'm not worried about the very poor because they have a safety net for them. And first he tried to say that's not what he said, that's not what he meant. Pretty soon he just gave up on the explanations and said, look, I misspoke. When you give thousands of interviews, it happens. But the next day, it's really tough to go from saying you don't care about the poor to have one of the world's richest men then endorse you. Down the line, it might be a good thing for him to point to Donald Trump, because of the very conservative people who support Trump and would come along with it, but it looked bad juxtaposed to the misspeak of the day before.
Paul, let me ask you something. One of the most unusual aspects of this whole campaign is watching Mitt Romney kind of pretend to be an angry, fire-breathing conservative, and you look at his record, you know, he is what Republicans used to be, kind of moderate pragmatists. But these are people that today in the Republican Party, you know, even Nixon, or Reagan, Eisenhower. I mean, these are people who raised taxes when it was necessary. They worked with the other side, and Mitt Romney was very effective at doing that as a governor in the state of Massachusetts, but he has to completely run away from that because of the nature of how the primary system works.
Actually, if you look at, for example, somebody like Nixon, Bill, he'd actually be viewed as a liberal today. People forget Nixon was actually the first U.S. president to call for universal health care. So there's some liberal components to all those names you mentioned. That being said, Mitt Romney, who does a very good job of having to shift his message as he needs to and as he chooses to, I think you're going to see that all of these sort of more moderate views will come back into play even when he gets the Republican nomination. Right now, he's got to be as conservative can be, because he's up against Newt. But once he's up against President Obama, I really think you're going to see him pivot towards the center, and pretty soon all these things he's denying right now, you'll find him saying,
he's going to have to nuance it a little bit, Paul, because if he doesn't, if he just makes a complete left turn, the people who had been supporting him are going to say, see, we told you, and they're going to just be lambasting him.
Well, but, you know, it hasn't happened. When you just look at his style, and he will go through a shaping of style, but when you look at his style, Mitt Romney is often heard saying, I never said that. And then, of course, welcome to the world of videotape. They just play the clip of when he said just whatever it is he said he didn't. So he really needs more coaching in terms of saying, if you said something, you better learn to explain why you said it or what was behind it, rather than just a blanket denial.
800-510-8255. A couple of more moments of a couple of more programs to examine as we continue this overview of the weekend activity, the attacks, a lot of people talking about that. Mitt Romney certainly holds the front-runner status after the Nevada caucuses. Gingrich sees Super Bowl Tuesday as a chance for him to revive his campaign. What do you think he needs? I think Romney's got these two, Nevada and Florida, In Nevada, he led with 48% support, while Gingrich had 23%. Santorum had 11%. Ron Paul had 18%. So now Gingrich is plotting a Southern revival, a Southern strategy, if you will. And so it goes on. Lots of interesting things to talk about and acknowledge here at 51 past the hour on the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The next contest takes place Tuesday with caucuses in Minnesota and Colorado. A non-binding primary in Missouri also taking place early in the week. And there's more activity on Saturday as we continue talking about the Republican Party nomination process. Who's hot and who's not. Here's host Sue Jeffers talking about the recent flurry of endorsements for Mitt Romney.
We all know, and we're not surprised, that Tim Pawlenty came out and endorsed Mitt Romney. They're two peas in a pod. They're big government guys who like to call themselves conservatives. They share so many of the same philosophies. Nobody could possibly be surprised when Mitt Romney, when Tim Pawlenty or Norm Coleman endorsed Mitt Romney. Nobody could be that surprised when Herman Cain came out and endorsed the American people in his unconventional endorsement speech. But then, 9 days later, Herman Cain comes out and he says, you know what? I'm not endorsing the American people. I need to endorse Newt Gingrich. He gave a brief speech that said, Newt is going through the sausage grinder, something Herman Cain knew a thing or two about. Cain then said that Newt's subjecting himself to these attacks because he cares about the future of the United States. And then Herman Cain said, I hereby officially and enthusiastically endorse Newt Gingrich for President of the United States. Some people were shocked, me included, when Ann Coulter came out to endorse Mitt Romney. I found that shocking. So we have John McCain, Tim Pawlenty, Norm Coleman, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, Ann Coulter have all jumped on board to endorse Mitt Romney. You got a bunch of others, Michael Reagan, Sarah Palin, Rudy Giuliani, Alan West, Fred Thompson, Rick Perry, Chuck Norris, all came out and endorsed Newt Gingrich. Does that matter to you? Does that impact your decision? Does that change the way you're going to vote? Does that tell you it is endorsed? Do endorsements matter?
Good question. 800-510-8255. And Minnesota talk host Esme Murphy talked to political analyst Dr. David Schwartz about Newt Gingrich.
What do you make of the fact that clearly Romney, Paul, and Santorum seem to be making some kind of an effort here in Minnesota? We have not seen Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, let me start with Newt Gingrich. That's the biggest surprise, because a public policy poll about 2 weeks ago actually had Newt Gingrich up in this state 2-1 over Romney. And one would have thought that given what that poll was and given the fact that he needs to sort of get back in gear after Florida, he would have made a stop here. And so that completely surprises me right off the bat. Now, 2-1 he had 2 weeks ago, I think it was. I'm not sure what to make of that anymore. But now what it suggests is a variety of different things. You know, one of them, for Romney, it makes sense here. He wants to build on the momentum that he had from Florida and what he's going to get, obviously, today in Nevada. And I think for Santorum, he views this as a very, you know, religiously conservative state, perhaps, for Republicans, maybe parallel to Iowa, hoping that he can sort of rekindle something there. And Ron Paul has a very, very large contingent following among university students and young people in the state, and I think he's going to do well there. And so I think for all of them, they're looking for Minnesota to be some kind of either confirmation of a front-running status in the case of Romney, or to re-kick them in, get them into gear again. But again, it's important to note that we're a caucus state, which means no delegates are actually selected on Tuesday night.
Right, and it's a non-binding caucus, as you said, so no delegates are selected. But it does, you know, to a certain extent, obviously Santorum is actually running television ads here.
Yeah.
I don't think he's run television ads in many other markets. He obviously is pulling a push here. Paul clearly is. I agree. I think it's very surprising that Gingrich is not, perhaps as suggestive of his finances, that he just doesn't have the finances to spend and allocate and visit here.
Here's Esme Murphy and a political consultant. Isn't the nexus of our freedom contingent upon the role of the public forum? Public forums. That's something that's cited in the Constitution. The public forum is where you assert your power. The government is supposed to serve you and not you serve it. That may be one of the most important things for us to keep in mind as we continue to listen to some of these politicians looking for your vote. It's 59 past the hour. Thanks for listening to this hour as a review of what's going on in talk radio and talk television, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.